delays, canceled flights, and airport chaos. With his busy travel schedule, Michael was used to it all by now, so he wasn't all that surprised upon learning that his layover in Atlanta had been extended by 4 hours due to bad weather. There wasn't any use in complaining about it now, was there? It was just another day of travel. Well, that gorgeous woman seated next to him on the flight in from Pittsburgh was something new, at least. He usually never gets that lucky when traveling solo. She said her name was Brooke, and their chit-chat was a welcome surprise and a nice distraction during the 2-hour flight. She was a bit coy, too. Was she being forward when her arm touched his? Or was she just greedy for the armrest? They had gotten separated while deboarding the plane, but he wondered if her connecting flight had also been delayed given the storm. In the meantime, it was time for some peace and quiet in the trusty airport lounge, familiar enough to be Michael's second home. Now all he needed was a nice beer and a quiet nook to check in on work details for a bit. And maybe he would keep an eye out for Brooke. Who knows? Maybe his luck would change.
Brooke's flight to Paris was delayed, along with countless others departing from Atlanta. But she didn't care all that much. Sure, it would make her a little bit late for her company's annual conference, but it was beyond her control. And it was a perfect excuse to have a drink on the company's dime. Now, if only she could find the bar in this airport lounge. Upon finding the bar, she also found someone slightly familiar. Was that the guy who was sitting next to her on the flight over here? She could only see the back of his head from where she was standing, but she remembered his black leather laptop bag and those broad shoulders that had no problem fitting her luggage in the overhead compartment for her. She needed to get a closer look. That was him, all right. Now was the perfect chance to continue on with that slightly flirtatious conversation they were having on the plane, but without the turbulence. She'd have to think of a new excuse to accidentally bump his knees with hers. He didn't seem to mind much on the plane, though, and Brooke was curious if he'd mind in the lounge.
Michael glanced up from his laptop with a surprised smile that he hoped didn't seem too excited. How could anyone look so good on a long-haul travel day? It didn't matter. His luck was changing, and his work emails would just have to wait.
Brooke sat down at the open bar stool next to Michael, crossing her legs, gently grazing Michael's ankle with the heel of her stilettos. Sure, she had more comfortable shoes in her bag, but why waste such a good opportunity to look this sexy? Michael motioned over to the bartender and ordered Brooke a glass of Merlot. Looks like someone remembered her order from the plane.
Michael met Brooke's sly smile with his own as he smoothly turned towards her, getting a bit more comfortable in his chair, slightly opening up his legs, showing off his strong thighs. He allowed himself one quick and hopefully nonchalant glance at Brooke's top, noticing that one button had come undone since the flight. It was just enough to get his imagination right where it needed to be. He snapped out of it before it became obvious and raised his glass to her.
Brooke sipped demurely, impressed at how commanding Michael was, and it seemed like he wasn't shy about noticing her purposeful wardrobe alteration. She didn't want to appear too eager, though, so she tried shifting the conversation back to work. He had mentioned traveling quite a bit, after all.
If he had 4 hours to spare, Michael wanted to at least get comfortable, and the last thing he wanted to do was talk about work. He rolled up his sleeves and gave Brooke a serious look, his eyes honing in on her deeply.
Well, that look caught her off guard, It was clear that Michael was talking about a very specific type of coming. Right? She had to find out. That was the beauty of flirting with a stranger. It doesn't matter what you say if you'll never see them again. She grinned smugly and took another sip of her wine, swinging her ankles slightly as she waited impatiently for his response. She perched her free arm on the back of her chair, opening herself up to him slightly, while exposing just a little bit more of what was underneath that open button.
She had asked such a simple question with a hidden meaning that was obvious to both of them. It's not like Michael had ever had a tryst in an airport lounge, but what did it matter? He could pretend with a stranger. Matching the glimmer in Brooke's eye, he casually placed a hand on her knee and played the part.
She felt a warm sensation in her stomach the moment Michael's hand unexpectedly landed on her knee so casually. They had only known each other for a few hours, but she couldn't ignore the chemistry and attraction. She could feel a buildup of lust inside of her and wanted to continue. They needed to go somewhere private. Michael nodded, rising from his chair and grabbing her hand along with her luggage. They didn't need to finish those drinks. He led her over to a corner of the lounge reserved for frequent flyers of the top tier in the airline's loyalty program.
Michael's years worth of travel had finally paid off, recently giving him access to one of the lounge's private sleeping rooms with just the essentials, a single bed and blackout shades.
Brooke unbuttoned the rest of her blouse as she slowly walked over to the bed. It was small, but it would have to do. She sat down on its edge, spreading her legs and exposing the black push-up bra she was wearing underneath, as both corners of the blouse fell beneath her shoulders. She inched out of it slowly and dropped it to the floor.
Michael didn't want to waste time either, but he could watch Brooke's little show all day, and he wanted to be the director. Standing with his back against the door, he could feel himself growing stiff against his dress pants and boxer briefs.
This unexpected little game was really turning Brooke on, and it was made evident by what she could feel in her lace panties. She stared directly at Michael as she unzipped her black slacks, inching her hips outside of them as they dropped to her spread ankles. She touched her awakening clit through the fabric, her fingers getting damp from just touching the outside of her underwear.
Michael placed his hand over the fabric covering his dick, feeling it grow with each second as he fixated on Brooke fondling herself. He watched intently as she buried her hand under her panties, her moans increasing as she circled her fingers around her clit. He slowly unzipped and unbuttoned his own pants as he watched the show, stepping out of his shoes and leaving his pants behind as he walked towards the bed.
Brooke caught on to his cheeky joke and was nearly dripping from desire as she threw her head back, feeling her hair fall down against her hot back. Her clit ached for more at the sight of Michael walking towards her, his noticeable cock still hidden behind the navy fabric of his tight-fitting briefs. He knelt down in between her open legs, pulling off her panties and throwing them aside. They were in the way of his mouth, making love to her warm clit.
Michael held on to the sides of Brooke's knees as he buried his face into her wet pussy, circling around her clit and pushing into it eagerly with his tongue. She groped the back of his head tight against her. She couldn't contain her pleasure and had no reason to. Michael's expertise only made her hungry for more.
She bent down to meet Michael's face with her own, bringing him in for a deep kiss, tasting herself on his tongue and needing more. She nudged him to meet her on the bed, and they switched positions like trained dance partners. She knelt down before him as he sat on the bed's edge. Her mouth felt his stiff cock through his briefs, kissing it through the fabric before sliding it off. He went to work on his dress shirt, quickly unbuttoning each button and throwing it to the side. Michael's hands found their way to the back of Brooke's head, feeling her silky hair through his fingers. She licked the shaft of his cock with her warm tongue before taking him in her mouth, inch by inch, out and in, over and over.
He could feel himself growing along Brooke's tongue, the roof of her mouth, the opening of her throat. He felt her moans vibrate on his cock, throwing him into passionate lust. Michael spread his legs even wider and thrust himself into her face, giving her more access to all of him.
Brooke enjoying feeling Michael's large member coming to life inside of her mouth, and she could feel her own juices making their way to her inner thigh. As she knelt before him, she took his cock out of her mouth and stroked it with her hand, looking up at him with hungry eyes, as her other hand continued rubbing her eager clit.
Michael pulled Brooke up as he laid on his back against the stiff mattress. She quickly balanced herself on top of him, straddling him with her legs on either side of his strong hips. She looked at him as she unhooked her bra, throwing it on his face and exposing her beautifully perky tits with rosebud nipples.
Brooke balanced herself on Michael's thighs, her wet cunt resting ever so naturally on his throbbing cock. She wanted to play with him a little before thrusting herself onto him. She rubbed her wet pussy back and forth along his cock, teasing it with her warmth.
Michael's hands gripped both of Brooke's hips. He couldn't wait any longer. He needed to feel all of her and hear her moans as he pumped his cock deep inside her wet pussy.
Brooke's hips leaned into Michael's decisive hands, and she directed her fervent pussy over the tip of his stiff cock, already wet with her juices and his own pre-cum.
As soon as the tip of his firm member entered into Brooke's soft, welcoming pussy, he wasted no time thrusting into her entirely, filling her with every inch. They moved in sync as Brooke met Michael's thrusts with her hips, bouncing on him in order to feel the entirety of his cock.
Brooke's eventual orgasm was coming closer as she stretched her back, hovering her chest over Michael's face, one hand supporting herself on the wall behind him. She wanted to feel Michael's cock rub her G-spot until she came all over him.
Michael's thrust grew quicker and more forceful as he grabbed one of Brooke's breasts with a free hand, exploring her and finding her hard nipple in between his fingers. He dove into her soaked pussy again and again, unloading more of himself into her with each movement.